My girlfriend and I are both 24 years old, and we've been together for 5 years. She and I were in the same friend group in college and hit it off since then. The core aspect of our relationship was always sex. Her parents were open swingers, and as such, she loved sex as much as I did, and more importantly, was willing to do a lot of stuff that other people simply wouldn't do. When I told her I was bisexual, she was very supportive of me and encouraged me to find pleasure wherever I could, as long as she knew what was going on. That was a few years ago, and since then, I've done everything under the sun with guys and had a great time doing it. The only challenge to this was when I met my girlfriend's dad for the first time, who I'll call John. John is 46, with a perfect jaw, perfect body, and especially a perfect smile. He's the definition of an Adonis, and I can see why one woman wasn't enough for him. When we met for the first time, I half-jokingly told my girlfriend that I chose the wrong family member, earning me a slap in the face, but she got over it quickly. I didn't think of him obsessively, but every time I saw him, I thought about pulling down his pants and going to town on him. But, of course, I restrained myself, because he was essentially the only person off-limits in an already perfect arrangement. But every now and then, when I had the chance to get with a guy, I'd think of her dad, which earned me a lot of compliments on my head skills. There was one day when my girlfriend and I were at her parents' house, using their computer to stream a movie, when she got nosy and started snooping around their files. She, kind of inevitably, found a video of her parents and another couple. She wasn't particularly grossed out, but didn't stick around to watch and suggested we leave to go eat something. I impulsively sent myself the video and waited for an opportunity to watch it on my own. The Friday after I got the video, I anxiously pulled it up and marveled at the sight of John's long and girthy member, going to town on some random girl, to the point where I could feel myself getting wet in my boxers. I skipped around a bit until I saw something that took me aback. John getting sucked by another man. I've watched that part of the video for months, even though it was only a few seconds and there was nothing else to it. I longed for the opportunity to be that guy, servicing John, getting to look up at his perfect body while his member was in my mouth. One day it was just me and John, alone in her parents' house, as the girls were out shopping for the night. John and I got along well, and it's never awkward, but I couldn't shake my true desires of what I wanted to do with him. We were talking about the usual guy stuff, like work and how bad the Vikings were playing, when he casually asked me, "Hey, are you bisexual?" He caught me off guard, and I told him yes, and in my nervousness, over-explained by alluding to my arrangement with his daughter. He asked me what I'd done in the past, how long, etc., and I answered honestly, knowing about his casual relationship with sex. John stared at me intently, our gaze only being broken when I noticed that he was rock solid underneath his sweatpants. He asked if I'd ever thought about him, and since I pretty much confessed everything, I told him yes. John informed me that he was also bisexual, but that he hadn't been with any man in years. I nodded along, feeling myself getting harder and harder the further he explained what he had got up to in his heyday. John seemed to notice my state as well, and after a few more tense seconds, he bluntly asked, "You wanna fuck?" I felt a flurry of emotions, mainly as to what my girlfriend would think, if he was serious, if this was even real, but before I could respond, he stood up and dropped his pants, telling me, "If you're interested, come to the bedroom in 10 minutes. Naturally, I was there in 5, still hard and ready to go. He was already naked, his beautiful cock standing at attention as he spread himself out on the bed. He motioned for me to come over. As I did, he pulled me down to his cock, forcing my nose into his balls. I popped back up with a grin, deciding on laying on top of him with my ass in his face, and went to town on his cock. It was girthier than it looked in the video, but I bobbed down to his base aggressively, slobbering, making as much noise as I could while his cock filled my mouth. John wasn't a slouch either. He started tonguing me immediately, plunging inside of my hole, encircling, doing everything he physically could to give me pleasure. He tapped out surprisingly early from my head, causing me to turn back around and face him. I took my turn, rimming him intently, still in disbelief at the fact that I got to fuck this hot dilf. I occasionally switched back to give his cock some attention, causing him to start cursing under his breath. After a little while, I couldn't hold back, putting my ass back in his face to let him rim me before impaling myself on his dick. I vigorously bounced on top of him, getting all the way down on his shaft, while he held my hips and breathed heavily. We were both sweaty enough to fill the room with the smell of sex, driving me up the wall even further. I sped up my pace, the rhythmic slapping of my ass on his torso getting louder and louder until he grunted and pushed me off, clearly about to burst. I took the initiative and sucked happily at his member until he came inside my mouth, shooting buckets down my throat. I had somehow managed not to finish that entire time, and with John more taken aback by ecstasy, I mustered the energy to point it out to him. He sprung up with a grin, and to my surprise, offered me his ass. I wasn't sure because it seemed like he never bottomed, but he insisted that he'd be plenty fine with me taking him. I warmed him up with my tongue before slipping my cock inside of his delicious ass, one that resembles my girlfriend's in every way outside of being hairy and tan. I didn't realize how bubbly it was, enjoying the clapping noises his ass made as I plunged deeper and deeper inside of him. I didn't make it long before telling him I was almost there, and he told me not to stop no matter how close I got. I saw a stream of cum come out of his dick onto the bed before I shot my load inside his ass, bucking my hips wildly as I rode out my orgasm. After a few minutes of exhausted silence, he told me that we had plenty of time to shower and get a few rounds in before the girls were back. We did end up going at it for much longer, only stopping a few minutes after John got a text from his wife saying they were going to be home in about 20 minutes. My girlfriend was waiting outside in the car, so I said goodbye to John with a fist bump. He told me that I was talented and that I shouldn't be a stranger, so I took the hint and headed out to her car. As I got into the passenger seat, my girlfriend asked me how her dad's company was, grinning from ear to ear. I was utterly confused, until she laughed and said that not only did she know, it was her dad who had asked, and for the small price of $200, she allowed him to have some fun with me. A part of me was embarrassed to have been prostituted out, but those feelings subsided very quickly when I realized what it led to. It was the best case scenario for me, since now that she knew, John was fair game, and he and I would have much more fun together because of it.